I don't know. A lot of stuff, because I was going to start with the whole thing of hindsight is always 20/20, isn't it? And very true. But Psalm 100 is where we'll start. We won't finish there, but we'll start there. When we look at the verse that talks about that without faith, it's impossible to please Him, we think about that. And what this theme this year has really done for me and in my heart was just in practical execution of how faith works in said area, right? And so that's what I've kind of, the direction I've headed with the messages in the afternoon. And it's amazing that so many things that we're not doing or that we are doing that we shouldn't, or things that we're frustrated about, can I tell you that most of the time it's because we've taken faith out of it? What I mean by that is this. We're just doing the exercise of it, but we've taken faith out of it. And what happens is we're mad about it. We're frustrated. This stupid thing doesn't work. But yet it's because we've taken the area of faith out of it. And let me just tell you that anything that God has called us to do, it's going to require faith. Or it's just going to be your effort, and you're going to get tired. You're going to get worn out. You're going to get frustrated. You're going to say it doesn't work. Wow. Okay. All right. Anyways. That is the case. And it's because we've taken out the area of faith. Okay. And so what we want to look at today is this, forward by faith in our thankfulness. Forward by faith in our thankfulness. Well, how does that work? Well, let me just tell you, to truly be thankful, it's going to require faith. It's going to require faith. So as if you're here, you are here. If you're here in Psalm 100, that's where we'll start reading this morning, this afternoon. Psalm 100, the Bible says this, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. Let me just remind you, that's not you. It's not me. He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. And when we read a psalm like Psalm 100, it's almost like there at the end, we just need to say a big hearty amen, right? It is the Lord that has done it all. But something that we're taking out many times in our life is the faith aspect of thankfulness. We want to look at that. So let's go, Lord, in prayer. Lord, we thank you so much for your many blessings to us. And I pray that you'd help us over the next few moments as we look into your word. God, we know that we're to be thankful, and we know that we have much to be thankful for. But God, the truth is we all have a line of the things that we're thankful for from you. And on the other side of that line is many times questions, and God, things that we aren't thankful for. And so God, I pray that you'd work in our hearts this afternoon for the next few moments. In Jesus' name, amen. As we look also, Psalm 106:1 says, praise ye the Lord. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalm 107:1, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And we can echo that time and time again, and even as you read through the Psalms, it is echoed over and over and over again. And I don't think that any concept, anything in the Bible that is recited more than once is not there on accident. It wasn't because they needed filler material. You know, when we talk about the Bible and God's Word and how different things they've taken portions out. And let me just tell you, as many times as God wanted you to hear it, that's how many times it's in there, right? So it's in there on purpose. So we do have much to be thankful for. We all agree that even generally speaking, we have a lot to be thankful for. We sure do. That's truly what we celebrated yesterday, is thankfulness for our country. Thankfulness I like it. I like the big booms. I missed it last night. You know, we were watching the fireworks show from D.C., and I was like, man, we got to crank this puppy up, all right? Because I like the boom. I like the thud. I enjoy that. But truthfully, that's what we're celebrating, that we're thankful for our country. We're thankful for the sacrifice that was given, that we could have this country and be here, and we're thankful for it. So we know we have things. If we just stop and ponder on God's mercy alone, we have a lot to be thankful for, don't we? Just with that one bit called God's mercy. Psalm 68:19 says this, Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. Linda and I, when Pastor was preaching today, we looked at each other, we said it because we've heard it, the church in Fritch, my brother would say it, that God's benefit package, when you get saved, man, it comes with some good benefits, right? You get that package in the mail when you sign up for a new quarter of insurance or whatever, right? Brother Jamie sends you something. He sends you that big old packet of benefits, and I know if you're like me, every time Progressive sends me that package, I don't do anything with it. I'm like, oh, that's good. All right, throw it in the trash until all of a sudden, we got in a wreck. What are we going to do? How much is it going to cost, right? Sure, but we have a lot of benefits, so we have a lot to be thankful for. We know we have been blessed, and we know we have so much to be thankful for. So where's the struggle? That's the question of the hour. So where do we struggle with thankfulness? We struggle when thankfulness must be done in faith. That's where we struggle. We say thank you. We tell our kids. We iterate it over and over and over again. Hey, what do you say? Thank you, right? We say that. But in the midst of trials or difficult seasons, we struggle because our thankfulness must be done in faith because our sight is telling us something else. You look at a situation and you stare at it and you say, this is bad. This is terrible. And the truth is, most every time we do that, it's not because the reality of things being difficult isn't there. It's because I'm looking at it with sight. What I see. Philippians 4:6 says this, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And we'll talk about that. We talk about it a lot. I try to remember that. I'm a worrier by nature. But it says, be careful by nothing, by everything by prayer and supplication. And we say that. Well, I need to take it to the Lord. Yeah, you do. But you can't forget that we also need to be thankful. Thankful. God has done so much for us. And so when we think about that, we've got to be acting in faith even when we're thankful. When we come to Philippians 4:6, we always talk about that. Hey, this is how you deal with your cares and your fears and your trials and difficulties. This is how you deal with it. But yet, it's mainly the prayer part. The prayer part. It's hard to be thankful in and for our trials. Anybody struggle with that? I'm raising both my hands. Okay? Thankfulness is the key ingredient, though, to allowing the peace of God to rule in our hearts. That whole passage of Scripture there in Philippians 4:7, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. A hard lesson to learn is that to experience the peace of God, we must come before the Lord with our burdens in an attitude of thankfulness. With an attitude of thankfulness, most of the times, those are the things we don't say thank you for. Lord, I'm thankful for your mercy. I'm thankful for your grace. I'm thankful for your provision. I'm not real thankful for them trials you put in my path, right? There's a barricade there, and we do it many times. But it's a hard lesson, and it's because one of the key ingredients there, we already said prayer, and we focus on that, but it's in thankfulness. Why are you saying that? Because ultimately, hindsight is 20/20. How many times am I in the middle of a trial? Am I in the middle of something that years down the road, I'm looking back now with thankfulness? Well, I didn't see how that turned out. I didn't see how that was going to work. Yeah, but looking back now, you look at those hard times, and sometimes it is that we're looking back, Lord, because that happened in my life, I experienced that you were real. If every day was Christmas Day would start losing its value, right? Losing its excitement. Why? Well, every day's got to be like that. No, that's what makes it so much fun. I read this poem, and it kind of helped a little bit here. God doesn't always answer the questions that we ask or give an explanation when he assigns a task. But this is not a reason to doubt his loving hand or think he's not controlling what we do not understand. His thoughts are far above us, we cannot comprehend the wisdom of his choices, and so our hearts must bend in humble, grateful worship that trust his heart and way, both when we see his reasons and when the clouds are gray. If we will stop and ponder the things he's done before, some things that we're confusing are things we're thankful for. Just think if we can see that with finite mind and sight, what marvels will be opened in heaven's perfect light. When God returns no answer, explaining what he does, don't doubt that prayer's effective. We know it is because in past days he has answered our prayers, and still today he hears and grants petitions, though sometimes not our way. His ways are grand and perfect. His wisdom hung the stars. He made the way to save us and made his blessings ours. Let's trust his tender mercies, his judgment and his ways. Someday we'll understand him, so let's begin the praise. Many times it is that the things that we're thankful for come easy, but what about when it's not? What about those things that aren't easy to be thankful for? Ephesians 5:20 reminds us, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Many times we try to make it easier on ourselves by saying things like this. Well, you don't have to be thankful for it. You just got to be thankful in it. And I've even said that at times. But here's the problem. That's not what the verse says. Ephesians 5:20. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I don't like the way you interpreted it. I didn't interpret it, I read it. The verse says, giving thanks always for all things. So let me just tell you, that's when it requires faith. When it's easy to say thanks, well, anybody can do that. But if we're going to go all the way with our thankfulness, it is going to require faith. I worked a job for a couple years, and the truth be told is I hated it. My favorite part? Going home. And even when I got home, I didn't really much care for being home, because then I'd just worry about the next day. I was working 6 days a week, and I had one day off, and I had to quit taking that day off, because at the end of the day, I would just sit there and at times cry and worry and fret And I had said, I can't do this. I got to go find something else. So I ended up was working 7 days a week. And I'm just filling my time because I hated it. And in the midst of it, I really did. I hated going to work. I hated being there. I just was miserable. But here's the truth of the matter. Years later, I look back at those times and I say, Lord, I'm thankful for how you grew me during that. And here's what I'm saying. Is many times we're waiting for years down the road where the wound is a little bit less and where we can begin to look back and say, Lord, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for what you did during that time. I'm thankful that you brought me through it. I'm thankful that you never left me nor forsook me the whole time. And I think about how miserable I was the whole time during that. And I think of this. If I would have changed my thinking, instead of always just being so miserable, of in faith, saying, Lord, I don't know how this is going to work out, but I'm going to be thankful. And I know it would have changed things because even looking back on it, it's changed it now. When you change your thinking of just being miserable by the things that are there, it doesn't make them less real. But it changes how I'm dealing with it. It begins to make a difference. Because I look at some of the major trials of life that I've been through. And I look at it. And during it, I hated it. I wished it was something else. I would have been anywhere else than right there. But later down the road, I can look back and I can say, no, the Lord was doing something the whole time. And here's what I'm talking about. We're missing out on some of the peace that God gives us in the midst of trials. Because I'm just waiting to get out of it. And I'm not even being thankful in the middle of it. That's hard. That's the point. Anything worth doing is difficult. Well, what? I don't agree with you on this. Okay, that's fine. Don't agree. Okay, let me ask you this. The two major verses out of Ephesians and Philippians we've read, who wrote those? Paul did. Not only that, but they're included in certain books of the Bible called the prison epistles. Well, okay, what does that have to do with the price of tea in China, right? Okay, the man that wrote under the inspiration of God to be thankful in everything, let me just tell you, he experienced a lot. He experienced a lot. We could go to 2 Corinthians 11 and just begin to read the list. How many times was he beat? How many times was he shipwrecked? How many times was he in prison? How many times did he experience those things? How many times did he go through all of that? And this is what he says. In everything, give thanks. He tells us in Philippians 4, he reminds us this, that in that what he, well, let's look at it. Philippians 4. Let's turn over there. Philippians chapter number 4 gives us real good help to the Christian life. Philippians 4. And when we look in verse number 9, Philippians 4 and verse number 9. So let's go back to verse 6 because so that way we see it. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, listen, I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Can I just tell you that what Paul wrote for us in these books about being thankful, it wasn't because he had it mastered, he was learning it over time. And truth be told, we've learned it over time, that some of the things that we've learned later down the road, we look back and we hated it while we were in it. But yet, what we look back now and we say, Lord, I thank you for it. Now, is that hard? Yes. Can I just ask you, after salvation, what's the easy thing that God has called us to? Forgiveness? I struggle there. Yeah, Lord, can you just deck them for me? Sure. At times, does the Christian life not seem impossible? It does. You know what seems hard sometimes is to give thanks in all things. It's difficult. But can I remind you what also is in Philippians 4? Verse number 13. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. You see, even in thankfulness, it requires faith. And it requires difficult, but yet at the same time, it's God who will do it through us. It's God who gives us that strength. How do you say thank you in the midst of a trial? You know how you do it? You ask God for help to do it. I didn't have difficult days, I wouldn't know what all God could do in my life. Why? Because it's on those difficult things that I'm on my knees begging God for help. How do I say thank you in the midst of trials? By asking God to help me be thankful. Because many times, that's what I'm saying over and over again. A job I worked, I look back now and I learn so many things. During that time of my life is when I met Brother Jeremy. Met a lot of different people. And I look back on those things now. And when I was going through it, I'd tell the stories because I was hurt. And it was real. And the pain was there. But I look back now and I can say, God, you knew what you were doing. So let's just wait till later. Well, that's what I'm saying. Let's stop being miserable now. God offers his peace now in the midst of our trials. And one of the ways to experience that is to be thankful. There's been many times I've come to an old-fashioned altar just like this. And I've got on my knees and I said, God, I don't even know how to be thankful for this. Need your help. And when we have that type of mentality, it changes our mindset in the middle of our storm. It's changed my mentality on things later But many times there was wasted months and years because I wasn't thinking the right way. I wasn't being thankful. Well, it's just hard. Everybody's life is different, but we all have difficult things. It's hard. That's why I don't lift weights. It's hard. Right? I asked a buddy, I'm like, what are you going to do? I'm going to the gym. What are you going to do? I'm going to pick up heavy things and I'm going to put them back down. Why? Because at the end of the day, if I'm stuck under something, I'm calling him. Why? Because he's picked up some heavy things and he's put them back down. And I didn't. So I need somebody to come help me carry it. God has given us some difficult things to carry. You look across the room and everybody's got them. Everybody's got difficult things to carry. Many times we're missing out on God's peace in the midst of the storm. Why? Because the storm's not real? Oh, no. Very real. Very real. It's my mindset that needs to change so that I can experience the peace that comes from being dependent on the Lord, knowing He's working out a plan. I'm not a sower. Never been. But I do understand cross-stitching a little bit. And I understand that the top side looks a lot different than the bottom side. And you look at the back and you say, what is that mess? And you flip it over and you see the beautiful picture that people can create with cross-stitching. Many times in our life, we're looking at it from the underside. But the only way to have the beautiful picture on one side is to go through some of the difficulties on the bottom side. And if we'll stop and say, Lord, I don't even know how to do this, but you said to give thanks, and I'm trusting. Maybe I'm standing on your promises. You are doing something. And God, even in the midst of a trial, help me to be thankful. Because it's going to require faith. Because when we're looking at it, that's not what we see. This is not something to be thankful for. Well, we know that He's always doing something on purpose and with a purpose. Lord, we thank you so much for all of your many blessings to us.